This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's a Friday. Time to get our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. And I know you love baseball. And having baseball on TV and spring training baseball is great. And we get closer to the start of the season, so I would assume you're starting to get fired up.
Oh, absolutely. Happy Friday, everybody. Yesterday, I realized that I was 3 weeks away from being at Yankee Stadium for opening day. I cannot wait. It's such a holiday in my family. My dad, who everyone who's been listening to this radio station knows, grew up in Pikesville, Maryland.
Yeah.
He's a diehard Orioles fan. But because I was raised by a family of baseball lovers, despite the fact my dad moved all the way to New York for my mother, who they met at UMD, my dad still dies to go to opening day. He asked me this year, he said, "So are we going?" And I was like, "You want to go to Yankees opening day?" He's like, "Absolutely, I want to go. It's opening day."
We're all fired up, 20 days away. But the O's, of course, start in Toronto. But let's get to your plays in the NBA tonight, Ariel. We got two teams on the complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Cavs taking on the Hornets. What play do you like in that one?
Yeah, so I love doing this on my newsletter at thecropqueen.com where I compare the trees of the Cavs. So Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. They're up against the Hornets team that has been struggling on the boards. I mean, this year they're not only bottom 10 in rebounds allowed. Since the All-Star break, they're allowing the second most rebounds per game to their opponents, the Hornets. So, of course, you look to the bigs in Cleveland. Comparing the two of them in these spots, Evan Mobley, his offense shines. Allen is going to be underneath. It's going to be, Mark Williams is out, the center for the Hornets. So you're going to get someone like Yusef Nurkic. Nurkic is going to be on Allen. Whoever is up against Mobley is going to be a complete mismatch. Mobley is great at shooting the ball, especially from the mid-post. So he's going to be able to do that against anybody on this small Hornets team. Take Mobley over his points. He's averaging just over 18 points a game against teams that struggle rebounding the ball, which means they're probably teams that don't have as much size.
I'm watching a lot of basketball these days, Ariel, but I got to be honest with you. It's going to take a lot to make me watch the Utah Jazz and the Toronto Raptors tonight. Can you give me a reason to keep an eye on that ball game?
It's funny you say that because it's really tough. I mean, the Jazz are just absolutely plummeting and tanking right now. But you can find edges without players. For example, the Utah Jazz are going to be, again, without their power forward, Lauri Markkanen. Without Markkanen this year, the center, Kessler, he's been doing great. He's averaging just under 15 points a game and just over 13 rebounds without Markkanen. Now, Kessler is going up against this Raptors team that's also pretty small. They're without their center, Jakob Poeltl. Jonathan Mogbo also just broke his nose, so he's going to be out. In games without Poeltl this year, against Toronto, centers are averaging 15 points a game. With a points prop of 12.5, I'll take the over on the Jazz center, Kessler, at 12.5. I think he should have about 14-15.
We're talking to Ariel Epstein's Inside Access here on The Fan. One more for you, and it's another hate watch. It's the Spurs and the Kings. What is it you like in this one?
Hey, guys, don't yuck someone's yum.
No.
These are the games that you salivate over. The sportsbooks don't want to watch it either. They're watching all the other games. You don't want to watch it? The sportsbooks don't care about it. I care about it because we're going to make some money.
Yes.
So you're going to take advantage of a San Antonio team that also has no size. They lose Victor Wembanyama. So we're going to look at the side for the Kings where they don't have Sabonis. So now you have Jonas Valanciunas who comes over from Washington. When I looked at all the games, yes, the Spurs have been allowing the third most rebounds per game overall this season, third most since the All-Star break, losing Wemby. But I looked at their last few games, and they're not allowing for a big to have like 12, 15, 20 rebounds. They're allowing the Spurs to have a lot of rebounds for a lot of different players. So I was looking down the list. Okay, if it's not Sabonis, who's out? If it's not Valanciunas, who's next? Their small forward, Keegan Murray. Now, Keegan Murray has faced teams without Sabonis this year. He had 6, 7, 12, 5, and 3 rebounds. Mm. His rebound prop is 5.5. And he's getting a team that can't rebound anyway, and it's only going to be Valley. So give it to Keegan Murray. He's going to get some rebounds tonight. Take his over 5.5 boards.
Like it.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check out thepropqueen.com, adding all this baseball stuff, too, in the next couple of weeks, which is going to be so exciting. First, I'm going to tell people, though, for free, if you just subscribe to thepropqueen.com and you click newsletter, I'm going to give out all my MLB futures.
Oh, Ariel, nice. Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
The quickest trigger this side of the Mississippi.
You don't have to tell him twice.
Perfect time.
Beltway Ben Hall. What are you looking at this weekend?
I do have one thing I'll start with at 3:30 in college basketball. Illinois State versus Belmont over 151.5. Belmont's games are over this total in 10 of their last 13. They're allowing 78 points per game. That's bottom 50 in the country. And that doesn't always mean bad defense. Like last year we saw with the Terps, they were looked at as a great defensive team. And the argument to that is their offense just really sucks.
Right.
And that's just how the games go. But with how fast Belmont plays, a lot of high-scoring games, it's an MVC tournament game, win or go home, fouling late and earlier than usual probably. It should be tight as it was the last time they played. It was also 159 total points in the last matchup between the two. If you look at Illinois State, they play to a lot of others' paces. 161 against Drake, 166 and 161 against Indiana State, and 160 against UIC. Those were just in their last 10 games. So they will play high-scoring games if the opposing team does. Three NBA plays. Max Christie over 14.5 points. His roles changed and increased a bunch with Kyrie's injury. He's coming off a 16-shot game, didn't go over the total, was well on pace, and then slowed down in the second half. Cleared this in 7 of 13 games since being traded over. All were the first 7, and he slowed down a little bit since, but his minutes are going back up now with Kyrie out. Memphis allows a ton of points, 120-plus points allowed in 7 of their last 9 games. Klay Thompson is going to be the guy they're doing their best to defend, and I think Christie gets going. Next play, Santi Aldama, over 7.5 rebounds, a minus 111. Jaren Jackson's out. Aldama's questionable, but he's expected to play. Dallas has been awful in the glass without AD, Gafford, and Lively. Most rebounds allowed to power forwards and the second most to centers in their last 7. He went over this in his last game that he played. Jaren Jackson also played in that game. With him out, I think Aldama's a little bit more aggressive on the glass, so I like that play. And then my final play, Miles McBride over 13.5 points at minus 110. Jalen Brunson's out. McBride's shot happy. Cleared this total in 3 of his last 10, but Brunson played in all those matchups. Clippers are allowing 32.6 points per game to opposing point guards in their last 7, which is the most in the NBA. So I think McBride's going to take a lot of shots tonight and should clear this total.
That way, Ben, let the people know where they can find you.
At BH Journalist on Twitter. Streams are back.
Yeah!
Nice. Favorite thing. We will be live at 11 tomorrow with college basketball, some regular season stuff with the big teams, and then, of course, we have some conference play and then some NBA props as well.
Love the Beltway stream. That's Beltway Ben. Thank you, as always, sir. Coming up next, though, back to football, league at large, and what's the free agent market for safeties look like? Obviously, the Ravens would like to move Kyle Hamilton back to that sort of joker role. So what's out there? Could the Ravens pounce on someone? We're going to tell you next here on the...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Fan.
Dolphins bring 4. Pickett in the middle. He's intercepted. Try to force it in. And the safety, Javon Holland, took it away. And he's got it around midfield. Big play by the captain of the Dolphins defense.
Learn from. 2nd and 4. Jermar Jefferson in the game for the first time today. And a diving interception made at the 12-yard line. Justin Simmons with a spectacular pick. His 5th of the year.
CBS and Fox with the highlights, and Justin Simmons and Javon Holland both on the market, available to any team to sign. Do either, both, obviously they won't sign both, but do these guys make sense potentially for the Ravens? And what else is out there?
I think they absolutely do. I would be shocked if they signed a young safety like Holland.
I don't see it.
I would be.
Remember he blew up that Ravens game Thursday night.
Before he started getting hurt, he was on a hell of a path and in a very sort of tepid free agent market overall. And with safeties, yes, the prices are going up, but they're still cheaper than other positions. I have a hard time seeing the Ravens being anywhere close on a 25-year-old safety who's getting his first bite at the apple. I would be happily floored if they were even significantly, whatever in on means, in on him, I would be stunned.
Yeah, I don't see Holland happening either. And we always joke, and it's true, they spend top dollar at the safety position.
Earl Thomas, Marcus Williams.
And they're going to spend top dollar at make Kyle Hamilton the highest paid in the history of the position. But I've been saying all offseason that Simmons makes so much sense for me. And even seeing his value on Spotrac, $5.8 million. I would do that in a heartbeat. He made 1 year, $7.5 million last year with the Falcons. A little bit of an older guy, 31 years old.
Yep, but that's what they like because it's cheaper.
Yeah. That's what they like, and this is someone who he's been a ball hawk over his career. 32 career interceptions. He hasn't had a year in which he's had less than two interceptions on the season. The numbers still check out. It was 2 years removed from being a second-team All-Pro. I think he would fit that third safety mold in this defense perfectly.
So, Jason,
I agree.
In your mind, how, if you're looking at Justin Simmons, how much is left in the tank?
Well, I think more than Jordan Poyer or some of the, like, you start looking at true free safety options, right? There's not, they're fine on box safeties. They're fine on hybrid safeties. Like, I've been a Jeremy Chinn guy forever.
Yeah.
Jeremy Chinn is Kyle Hamilton light. Like, that's, you know, that.
Could
that's,
they play together? You don't,
I don't
think so. Yeah.
No, I would be shocked if they did something like that. I would think Mike McDonald would be looking at Jeremy Chinn, but then again, I thought he would do it last year. You know, Rodney McLeod's had a nice career. He's 35 years old. Like, I don't know that you want to go vet minimum with him, right? I think we're looking to do something a little bit more significant than that, but they're obviously not going to break the bank. Tashawn Gibson, at one point in time, would have been an impact player. I think that time is gone. And it may be gone for Justin Simmons as well. But they like having veteran guys. They like having guys with a presence. And he would add that.
Remember, Simmons had a visit with them last year. They talked last year and had interest.
The money was way too much last year.
And they were still, they hadn't moved off of Marcus. So there was that.
Yeah,
I mean, look, if you made me pinpoint a guy and throw a dart at one person in this class, I would do it with him. You could also bring him in, and that's not going to preclude you from drafting someone, which it's pretty clear they want to draft some safeties, and they should draft some safeties. And if you sign Simmons, it's clearly a stopgap. Hey, you want to come here for a year and try to win a Super Bowl? I mean, it is what it is.
There's been a lot of the quote-unquote draft experts that have linked the Ravens to one of those first-round safeties. Obviously, if you sign Justin Simmons, wouldn't that preclude you? Don't you think you'd still draft one in the first round?
Remember we had this discussion about Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't. You could get six DBs on the field. You can do all kinds of stuff. Is Kyle Hamilton, like, you could, in a lot of systems, Kyle Hamilton's a linebacker. Yeah. He's not even really, like, so. No, I don't think if that's the if they've been pretty good at identifying safeties in the draft. They haven't always been great about implementing them, and certainly free agency is a whole nother ball of wax. But no, I don't think it would stop them at all. Nor do I think it should.
One of the standouts in the Ravens secondary, Marlon Humphrey, he outlined
he's got a plan.
Yes, offseason plan.
The Marlon plan? Is it like the Joe Burrow plan?
Yeah. Similar.
Except he's on Twitter.
He tweeted, good morning, I've been too locked into golf and forgot it's time for recruiter Humph to be great. Ravens flock, who do we want? And someone said, I think we would like to know, who do you want? So he outlined it all, Jason. This is Marlon Humphrey's tweet. Resign Ronnie. B. Steve, and a few others.
Pass.
Yeah.
Devontae, probably pricey. So realistically, Coop is wide receiver 3. If Cup's price makes sense, boom. I don't know, Judon market, but boom. Draft best
available. We talked about Judon.
Yeah. Yes. Draft best available corner or pass rusher with the first two picks.
Boom.
Later rounds, find a guy that just loves football. That's Marlon Humphrey.
Do you think he confirmed with his buddy? You think he texted with his buddy EDC about any of that? He's in the circle of trust.
Maybe he texted his buddy Judon.
Did not put anything about going into Mr. EDC's barbershop, because I think that's going to be more of a negotiation.
Yeah.
That changed. I mean, I don't disagree with a lot of what he says.
Except for Brandon
Steele. Well, he's got to probably
put up for his guy.
He's got to do that. And Cooper Kupp, I don't know.
I'd rather have Keenan.
Yeah.
Price is cheaper, and I think he'd be a good fit as a 3.
Yeah, he's hitting a lot of the position groups of note. I think pass rush needs to be in there somewhere. Probably even a little more.
Well, Harold Landry just got waived.
Yeah.
Interesting cat.
There's plenty of options.
Coming up next, Terps, Senior Day tomorrow, Xfinity Center. Games at 3, pregame coverage at 2 here on The Fan. And one of those seniors that will be honored tomorrow, Selton Miguel.
Yes.
He joins us next here on The Fan. Programming update, if you're tuning in for Selton Miguel, he's finishing some stretching. He'll be with us at 3:45. So it's T-Bone time, TMI with TMI.
Unlike Tyler O'Neill, he's limber.
Yes, he is
very limber.
Yes, floor's yours.
Getting ready for senior day tomorrow. Well, we'll keep the Ravens talk going, and we excuse me, getting choked up talking about it.
That's a big day.
Oh, wow.
Eric DaCosta. We've heard him a couple times now since the season has ended saying that not going to be wheeling and dealing, not that they typically do during free agency. He talking about the $1.5 million contracts here, and we know that no organization loves compensatory picks more than the Ravens.
All the comps. They want all the comps.
If I'm not mistaken, the formula started before the Ravens were a team.
1994.
And they own the most.
They own the most despite not existing until 2 years later.
Yes.
It really is remarkable. And they love signing guys that were cut. And looking Harold at Landry. The cornerback position in particular, because we're not expecting Brandon Stevens back, despite
Marlon Humphrey's
tweet and the plan. So you got Marlon, you have Nate Wiggins, and then it's a bunch of TJ Tampa. It was a redshirt year for him. Jalen Armour-Davis has always been hurt. Arthur Millett was hurt the entire year last year.
Jalen Armour-Davis is the Ravens' Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Always hurt.
Yeah.
Has he done enough to call him the Grayson Rodriguez?
He's not the high end, yeah. but he's always hurt.
Doesn't have the hype of
Grayson.
But someone that the Ravens
were the Heston Kerstad or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Even Heston
Kerstad had more hype. Pick. Yeah, he's got more hype. Jalen Armour-Davis was day three pick.
Yeah, he was.
I just meant the injury part.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm mostly thinking of. Yeah.
So I think that the Ravens are going to jump at one of these corners that were recently cut. And Darius Slay is one of them. And
Tim, I hate to cut you off, but it reminded me. We had this great idea about Jalen Armour-Davis and Eric DaCosta doing a podcast together. Remember, it was going to be JAD and EDC. Was I the only one that enjoyed that? I think it was when we did AIEDC. And he had this great idea for a podcast.
I have zero recollection.
I somewhat remember that.
Yeah, it was like JAD and EDC. No, you were here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have enough audio of Jalen Armour-Davis talking.
Yeah.
It was Eric suggesting it.
It was Eric suggesting it. AI Eric. Sorry, yes. I interrupted.
We do have AI Eric. Yes, we already have that. But anyways, Darius Slay, he was someone that the Ravens were rumored to possibly acquire when he was initially dealt to the Eagles years back. He was released. A guy that's getting up there in age at this point. He's entering his age 34 season, but still an effective player last year, despite being a little phased out for the young guys, how he's going all young at the cornerback position. But 54.7% completion percentage against him, 81.9 passer rating against him. And I wouldn't mind a reunion with Ronald Darby.
Well, I think that's probably more reasonable than anything else you've said.
He'll be 31 entering next year, and had a solid year, okay year for the Jags last year. And he was one of those signings where I was surprised that Eric DaCosta
didn't bring him back.
Yeah, because
I thought that was a running back possibility.
$4 million, a boomer.
Instead, it was a thank you for your service and thank you for your service opportunity.
It's exactly what it was.
Not a running back opportunity.
No.
A boomer bust guy
you
that
voted?
Was cut also from the Eagles is James Bradberry, who was not good at all last year after having a really good season in 2023, where he was a first-team All-Pro. So someone that they could kick the tires in. But I think one of those three the Ravens bring in.
You mean kick the tires on?
Oh, yeah,
if you kick the tires in, that's a Bronny Washington.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. Yeah, you're not kicking him in, you're kicking him on. And James Bradberry looks cooked.
He's only a year removed from that first team All-Pro.
Yeah, and I mean, look, do we think this would be an interesting one? Over, under, how many days into free agency, like full-blown free agency,
full-blown,
before they make a signing outside the building?
Ooh, that's a good one. So what's the first day? Wednesday?
Is it the Monday, Tuesday tampering?
Yeah, I think so. I get so let's confused. Say it's Wednesday, just for sake of this argument. I say Friday.
I say the following week.
I'd say the weekend. And another name that I think makes sense.
Working on the weekend?
Yeah.
Another name that I think makes sense and just they love the old guys. Tyler Lockett. Guy that was cut. Filling a number three.
Are we thinking a return? Are we thinking returner role for him?
Nah, he's too old for that at this point, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I told you my old guy wide receiver finish.
Oh, no, I'm all for Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
I first brought up Keenan Allen.
I brought him.
This guy's going to be a lot this guy's going to be a lot cheaper than Keenan Allen, though.
Yeah, probably. I will be fascinated. I think the price points for these receivers are going to be kind of all over the place.
What did you think of Tutu Atwell getting $10 million?
I mean, I think it's a younger guy with upside they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
They would rather do that now than wait. I mean, it might be less than we thought. It might be more than we thought. So many of them have significant injury concerns. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to get.
They have an opportunity to swing at DeAndre Hopkins again.
I
don't think they like him. That's just my read. But they've been rumored
personally
to sign him.
Professionally?
Yes. but they've been like rumored to get him since COVID. So it's like it's been a while.
Yeah, if they had traded for him the first time, maybe they'd won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they had a chance to get him in his still prime-ish.
We got to step out because coming up next, senior day tomorrow, Selton Miguel among the Terps that will be honored. And he joins us next here on The Fan. Terps and Northwestern tomorrow. It's a 3:00 start, 2 p.m. Pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. It's senior day and joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, guard for your Maryland Terrapins, Selton Miguel. And Selton, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and we've been looking forward to talking to you. First and foremost, since this is the first time we've gotten to speak to you, obviously it turned out to be the right choice. But take us back on the decision to transfer to Maryland. Like, how close was it that you ended up elsewhere? How much of an effect did Bruno Fernando, your cousin, have in the decision? Could you take us back through that?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me here and be able to speak to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, Maryland always been the first choice whenever I got to the portal, and I already knew where I was coming. No matter what the college coaches trying to give me to other schools, but I already know where I was coming. Bruno impact was definitely a big, the main influence that got me to choose Maryland, just because, he grew up with me and he had a legacy here. So why not have two in goal and having the same legacy in the same university? So that's what he was.
Selton, we're always amazed at your range and just how you can pull up from anywhere. Is there a shot out there that you don't have confidence in making?
Are you open when you step on the court?
Yeah.
I mean, I like every shot I take. Whenever I see the space, I'm going to pull it.
Well, we've heard Coach Willard several times after games say he doesn't want you dribbling. He just wants you to shoot it, and he's always yelling at you to shoot it. So has he ever said, hey, I know I tell you to shoot it all the time, but maybe not that one? Or is he true to his word? Is he really giving you the green light all the time?
No, he definitely get mad when I don't shoot. So, okay, stop a shot. He definitely gonna be mad. So he tell me we prefer you to shoot. We prefer you to miss. If you go miss, then not to shoot. So I will be ready to shoot.
We're talking with Selton Miguel. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Selton, this team was completely overhauled in the offseason. So you come in, Jacoby comes in, Rodney comes in, Derek comes in, Juju's the one holdover. How long do you feel like it took you guys to really get that chemistry to mesh together?
It took a little time. It took a little time. But as we knew coming in, we had to gel in. It had to take a little time for us to be able to, understand each other. Know was each other's strength and just bond with each other every day on and off the court to make that transition. But overall, it turns out good, and we're just happy for each other because we practice with each other, we work out with each other every day, so we're just happy the success we have.
Selton, you guys are playing some of your best ball down the stretch, but had a heartbreaker last week against Michigan State where you lost at the buzzer, but then won back to back road games. Just how quick were you guys able to turn the page after that?
You know, we're just trying to, like, play game by game. Whatever happens at Michigan State was a lesson for us. But at the same time, you know, we never let one game put us down. We just keep going. And this mentality, no matter if you're up 20 or down 20 in the game, we always just kept, you know, keep everybody going and stay positive.
You've had a chance to play in several different conferences now and be around a lot of, you know, a lot of young players. What's your impressions of Derek Queen doing what he's doing his first time playing big time college ball?
Yeah, I thought Coach Wheeler, when he recruited me, that Derek would be Derek. You know, I saw Derek playing in high school. He already had the grown man game. So I told Coach Wheeler, he's the best pickup, best freshman probably going coach. So we got to take care of Derek when we get here. Derek's just, you know, awesome kid. Not just because he's a good basketball player, but, like, he's a good kid off the court, too. So that makes even better for us to be around him on an everyday basis. So he makes everybody's life easier, you know, because his IQ is so high that, you know, he's Derek Queen, you know. So he's got to play up to.
Selton, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the last seven games, you've scored exactly 17 points in five of them. You guys have won six of those seven. Is 17 the magic number?
I mean, everybody asked me the same thing. Three more points in those games would be five 20-point games, but I think 17 is a lucky number, I guess.
Selton, how excited are you for tomorrow, senior day in front of a sold-out Xfinity Center with the opportunity to earn a double bye in the Big Ten tournament with a win?
Oh, yeah, we need that. I'm just excited. You know, it's been a good experience, being a good ride, be able to come to my last year. I never played in a tournament. So be able to play in the tournament this year, NCAA tournament, you know, to be able to play for Maryland, you know, I was really excited, and things just turned out well. So I'm happy the decision I'm making is the impact we're making it.
Well, you talked about being in the moment and focusing on every game, and obviously that's the mindset, but we are going to have a tournament draw in a couple of weeks. And as you said, you are going to be in the tournament. And you guys have as prolific of a starting five as any in college basketball. What do you guys talk amongst yourselves about how much noise you think you could make in the big dance and how far you could take this program?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Maryland is known as, you know, basketball schools and basketball culture. So I know we had a rough year last year, but we make this year to, you know, make an impact, not just in the conference, but in the mm-hmm. country. So our main goal is really to go as deep as we can in the tournament and see what it can turn out.
We're talking with Selton McGelt, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jason just mentioned the starting five. Do you like the Crab Five moniker? What do you think of this nickname?
No, I like it, man. I like it. It's amazing how, you know, how quick you turn things out in Maryland and people just start calling this Crab Five. At first, I didn't understand why the Crab Five. And then I understood Maryland, you know, we eat a lot of crabs. We eat a lot of crabs. So, you know, it just makes sense.
Have you had crabs yet?
Yeah, I did have crabs when I first got here.
Did you like it? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. But now I took a break a little bit just because of the season. But in the summer, I'm going to be back on it.
Yeah, they go great with cutting down the nets. Steam crabs and cutting down the nets. They're notoriously connected. You've had quite a basketball journey. Like, for you personally, how cool is it to have ended it in a place that it seemed to us from right away kind of like – felt like home and kind of felt like where you should have closed this thing?
You know, it's been an amazing journey, man. It's been an amazing journey. I'm just grateful to be here, grateful to play on the team with these guys and with the coaching staff. You know, but the most thing is really just, you know, staying together every day and go day by day, you know. That's what we're doing it right now. That's what we focus on.
Selton, one last thing before we let you go. I wanted to ask you, we saw after the game the other night, Kevin Willard, your coach, had great things to say about Julian Reese. Just your thoughts. He's a unicorn in today's college basketball, staying for all 4 years and staying in the same place. Just what tomorrow you think is going to mean to him?
Oh, yeah. You know, Julian, he gave everything he had for this university, for this Maryland pride. You know, it's going to mean a lot for him. Probably last time playing, you know, playing here. You know, he's a great guy to be around, great leader, you know, so he's got a heart, you know, he's got a lot of heart just because, you know, from all the changes, from his freshman year to now, and he still chose Maryland. So he's probably one of the guys that Maryland really should take there as like as their prince, you know, Prince of Maryland, Julian Reese.
Selton Miguel, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your time. We've enjoyed watching.
Congratulations on your season.
Let this thing keep going for a while and enjoy tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thank you.
Selton Miguel, Terps and Northwestern tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Pregame coverage at 2 right here on The Fan. And I think we've liked Selton Miguel since like minute one.
There's something infectious about him. I mean, even when he does take a shot that I'm sure Coach Willard is wincing when he takes it. Like, he plays with a joy. He kind of knows why he's here. He's looks and has played like a guy who's seen everything and done everything. Nothing really rattles him one way or the other. I've just really enjoyed watching him play basketball, and I think he's exactly the kind of guy they needed. A grizzled...
He's lived.
Maybe 35-year-old.
He's lived. Yeah.
Sharpshooter who could come in here, toughen these kids up a little bit, and understand what his role is.
Yeah, I think Ben said it a few weeks back, that the Selton Miguel experience, but during TMI yesterday, breaking it down, the 13 conference wins, he is shooting over 49% from three in those 13 wins. It's unbelievable.
He's a bad shot taker, but a bad shot maker. And coming up next here on the program,
Not the salt in the swing.
No, he is not. That's Tyler O'Neill. One of the few people that may have seen more than Selton Miguel, the voice of the Maryland Terrapins, Johnny Holiday, joins us next here on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.